It's time for Chew on This, your health and wellness headlines and media propaganda report with Dr. David Friedman and Miss Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch book series, Kim Bar Nguyen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. You know, salt has been linked to heart disease, high blood pressure, and strokes, while new research suggests that healthy people can eat twice the amount of salt that's currently recommended. A New England Journal of Medicine study of 100,000 people found if you don't already have high blood pressure and you're not over 60, salt is not a concern. Current federal guidelines recommend 1,500 to 2,300 milligrams per day, but in this new study, researchers found that only 4% of respondents in 18 countries took in the recommended sodium levels. Kim, very interesting findings. You know, salt has always been synonymous with Satan, and here it's okay. What's your take on this, adding more salt to your diet?
Well, I don't even know what I think is more shocking, that they're saying that healthy people can eat twice the amount of salt, or that only 4% of the respondents in the study actually took in the recommended sodium levels, because both of those are shocking. I'm surprised that they've doubled the amount. I think that was the biggest shock of all. I don't know about that.
It's kind of opposite. We've always heard everyone has too much salt and you've got to lower it, and now here comes the opposite, which is kind of the flipping flopping of what we deal with every day. But you know, there's so much talk about the dangers of too much salt. I did read once a Harvard study showed that not having enough salt in the diet can cause insulin resistance, the precursor to diabetes. So I think there's that middle ground, Kim, maybe that people don't know about, that you've got to be in too high and too low. But you know, with all the controversy, there's one thing we do know: the human body 70% salt water, and when we exercise or sweat a lot, we lose sodium. So common sense, if we lose too much sodium, we need to replenish it. But for couch potatoes that munch on those salty potato chips at night, they're overdoing it on the sodium.
Yeah, I think they definitely don't want to send any wrong messages that people can go out and say, oh my gosh, this is, you know, I have a free reign to eat whatever I want now, because there's, you know, when you check the ingredients of things, there's so much sodium in practically everything
right.
that we eat. So still telling people to be careful about, you know, staying in those guidelines would be the best, because it can be so unhealthy if you go overboard.
Yeah, my thinking is, you know, if you do have heart disease, high blood pressure, probably not a good idea to listen to this, you know, more salt news. But
exactly.
if you're under 60 and healthy, having a little isn't going to harm you. And like I said, Kim, I really think if you sweat a lot, you need more sodium. And one of the best sodium replenishers is a pickle. One pickle contains 1,000 milligrams of sodium. So that's one half of the current sodium guidelines. So if you're out there doing the yard work, you're sweating, you know, grab a pickle. That's a safe way to increase that. What do you think about sea salt, Kim? What's your opinion on that?
You know, I tend to cook with it mostly. I know that it doesn't contain any sodium, though, does it?
It has sodium, but the thing, but it's better in the larger granules, because if you do the fine grain sea salts, it has actually the same sodium content as traditional table salt. So the rule of thumb is it is healthier, but the coarser the grain, the less sodium by volume. So you want to do the coarser.
Oh, that's good. I use the coarse stuff. That's good to know.
You got? Of course you do. Oops, but I'm bummed.
There you go.
All right, our next story comes from Fox News. If you brush your teeth with Colgate toothpaste, you could be at risk of getting cancer. Colgate Total, their top-selling toothpaste, contains a cancer-causing ingredient called triclosan, which Colgate says is FDA-approved to combat gum disease. Folks, side note here, every drug or chemical that's been recalled by the FDA after it kills someone was once approved by the FDA. So don't let the FDA-approved statement give you false security. Kim and I have shared many dangerous ingredients in food and beverages, but this doesn't compare to absorbing these chemicals in your gums. It's a direct portal to your bloodstream and heart. Kim, what's your take on Colgate's cancer-causing ingredient?
Oh, I'm so glad that Tom Zemane and I have been BFFs for so long now, because, you know, it's been years since I've even, you know, used regular toothpaste before I knew the dangers of it. But there's so many people out there that don't have any clue that, you know, regular store-bought toothpaste, especially Colgate, hearing about this, is so bad for you. And if you look on the tube of toothpaste, when it says it shouldn't be ingested, I mean, that's already, you're putting it in your mouth. Obviously, you're not swallowing toothpaste, but if it's
right.
a danger to be in your mouth, I would try to keep it out of your mouth altogether.
Exactly. And you bring up a good point. You know, the chemical triclosan was first registered as a pesticide in 1969. Then it's been used in soaps and hand sanitizers. And common sense, folks, do you want to put a pesticide in your mouth? Case closed.
Right. I mean. And there's so many other things in there. There's artificial dyes, there's sodium lauryl sulfate, there's propylene glycol. There's a nice batch of chemicals in your average everyday toothpaste. So it's a matter of looking for healthier alternatives so you don't have any of those dangers going into your mouth.
Right. And you bring up a good company, Tom's of Maine, that's a great-tasting, all-natural toothpaste. I like coconut oil. It's an antifungal, antibacterial, and you can use it alone or combine it with baking soda. So that's something that's really good. And also, it's good for abscess teeth. You can get coconut oil in there. It's supposed to pull out the bacteria as well. So that's amazing.
I've heard about coconut oil. It's really good for you, too. And I love baking soda. My family uses it. I mean, I get Tom's of Maine, but generally I like to use baking soda. It's such a great, clean feeling, and it's all natural. Something you can, you know, grab in the store for, like, nothing. And, you know, you've got the whole box to use over and over again. So that's my favorite one.
That's great. You know, Kim, in your books, you've covered a lot of these hidden ingredients in food before doing so was considered hip. And now so many radicals are having websites devoted. How does it feel seeing people taking on your torch? Because you were the originator of pulling back the curtain and revealing a lot of this stuff.
I know. It's so funny. And sometimes it's great to see that everybody else is catching on so that more and more people can be, you know, aware of this. But at the same time, you know, you're like, wait a minute, I was talking about this years ago and nobody wanted to hear about it. But it's a good feeling that people are talking about it and that it's gaining more momentum. So that's the positive of this.
You know, I think people are more now than ever realizing that what we put into our body isn't always what the label says, isn't always what Big Brother says, what the government says, and there's a lot of hidden stuff in there, and that's the stuff that can really cause sickness and illness. And one thing I want to bring up is, you know, there's questionable ingredients in mouthwash, too, so don't wait for a product recall. There's great alternatives. You mentioned a lot, tea tree oil. I like that, Kim, with peppermint oil and water. You can rinse your mouth with that, leaves your breath refreshed, and it also kills bacteria. Or there's a product called, I think it's Jason's the name, and it makes a great healthy mouthwash, too.
Yeah, Jason products are really good. I know I've used their toothpaste before. They've got a great line of it. Nature's Gate is another one that's really good. And I think it's so important for you to think about, you know, what goes into your body, you know, not just food, but what you're putting on your skin, what you're putting in your mouth. I mean, everything is getting absorbed into your bloodstream. So it's so important to make sure that what you're using is healthy and natural. And, you know, do your research. Find out what it is you're putting on yourself. I mean, I know my parents are just so stuck on their traditional toothpaste, they won't venture out into any alternatives. And it's, you know, too bad because it could be very dangerous for them. And they're so stuck on it, they don't want to hear otherwise. And it's me who's, you know, put these books out to show how, you know, the importance of being healthy in every category is. And that can be frustrating sometimes. It's a stubborn one.
Frustrating. And not only that, you know, like we mentioned, your gums are a portal right to the heart, the bloodstream, whereas if you swallow an ingredient into your stomach, your body can break it down a lot, and you know, and you got the liver, you've got the gallbladder, you got ways that's destroying a lot of that, but man, in your gums, right into your bloodstream, so be careful. You're brushing your teeth, you have little microbleeding, and it goes right in, so be real careful when you're putting something in your mouth, whether it be chewing gum, you know, mouthwash, or if it's toothpaste, you want to be real careful with that. All right, you know, that concludes another Chew on This, and we are your dynamic duo of due diligence here to help you digest the latest headlines. If you see a health feature that you want us to cover, you can always email us at chewonthis@toyourgoodhealthradio. Of course, you can follow Kim on Twitter, get her latest tweets at Healthy Bitch, and me at Dr. David Friedman. Got a lot more to come. You stay well and stay tuned right up here on To Your Good Health Radio. We'll be right back.